Ken O'Donnell in Mr. McGuire's office at the National Committee, please.
Right, sir.
I never had the 29th on any of my calendars, Mr. President, that I had made up for you tentatively, even tentative, I told Mr. Dubinsky. But I had heard the 29th mentioned somewhere, but it was never down any of my notes or any of my calendars. And, we're working that one out. Just 1 second, please. The president wanted to chat with you.
Ken?
Yes, sir.
My friend, we got things about as screwed up as I ever saw them. I just get this damn committee's problems all day long. Now, Dave Dubinsky's in here. He came in on May the 19th, and we looked at our date, and we said they wanted us in New York October the 29th, and we would go in his parade for an hour or two with labor, 200,000 or 300,000 the garment workers on the 29th. So he sets it. And he sets a luncheon so we can go to the dinner and to the Democrats in the evening and have labor that day at lunch and a bunch of the raising a crowd for us that afternoon, he says, 200,000 or 300,000. Now he says the other day McCune decided to change it to the 31st.
That's not true, though, Mr. President. McCune set that date 2 months ago. We agreed with him 2 months ago.
Well, we made a mistake, because we agreed with this fella. He told you and he told me on May the 19th.
Tell me, Mr. President, he told me about the Liberal Party dinner, but he never mentioned this parade. He had his on the 3rd, you know. They were all fighting about this thing, but geez, he went for the Liberal Party and then changed the regular party to take care of him again. They just go crazy up there. I talked to Ed Weisel about it. He agreed totally.
Well, Ed doesn't know that we committed ourselves to go on the 29th of October on May the 19th to for a parade. Now, do I have to go up there again? I'll have to do it if these sons of bitches can't get along up there. But I don't know why in the hell they can't have it the 29th. They had it reserved for the 29th. They told us the 29th.
No, sir, they couldn't get the garden for the 29th.
They can get the garden now for the 29th, as of tonight.
Well, if they can, Mr. I talked to Jerry Finkelstein, who's the president who's in charge of it, asked him to change the date, and he sent me a list of the dates that they couldn't possibly change it. This was the only day they could get it. They had never discussed any other date, but they had told both Dave Dubinsky and Alex Rose they're going to do it on the 31st, and never heard a word from them.
They say it's just a pure fight, that they don't want them to have a rally.
No, they want them, when we committed to the Liberal Party thing, they insisted we commit to the regular party thing at the same time, if you recollect. Then they said that Dubinsky tried to get them to change so that he and Rose could say they made the regular party change, and actually what they'd like to do is have you cancel out of the 31st if they could. So it's, I could work it out, Mr. President, if you felt you were committed and ready to go, because we've, as far as you can go in there for that one shot, you're going to a dinner in Philadelphia that night of October 29th, which is your only commitment, which is their big fundraising and is a damn good affair. You could go there at noon and we could switch the noon date on the 31st and back to some other date. I could just switch it around. I can work it. If you feel that you're committed, I can work it.
Well,
I talked him out of it totally, Mr. President. I talked to him 2 days ago. He agreed that he would not have the thing. If you would go to a reception for this apparel manufacturers group who would give him some dough, and I said we could work that the night of the Liberal Party dinner and have a reception at 5 o'clock if he felt that would cover his commitment.
Well, let me see.
He says that they will not be going to be supported and touched him as long as he can. I just think that I just asked him to open my own. But he did say that he would change the date. I have some other place working in for some restriction that's be wanted for the repair of the roof.
Yeah, the first thing is that
man, they said,
the first thing, it's not enough time, I don't know what I can make.
Says that's not enough time.
That's not the rally. That's
only the employers. He says that that's not the rally, and they want the rally.
And the rally is also for Jacob Lusco of the rally.
Mr. President, you've only been up there about 21 times, I think. I would say no to him, but if you feel you're committed, I can work it out. Well, 29th, you're committed to Pennsylvania, and you just can't. That's a big one. It's your only trip to Philadelphia. You never... I don't think we've been there once since we've been president.
Well, is there any other day we can go?
And do the parade?
Yeah. I mean, is it...
What you could do, Mr. President, is go in on the 29th and go to New York, do the parade, and then come back to Philadelphia for the evening.
All right. Is that all I need to be there in the evening?
Yes, sir. This is just for dinner. Mm-hmm. I feel that's satisfactory. I met with him the other day, and I think we could work that out. Early enough. What we do is switch, instead of being in New York on the 31st earlier, we would keep you out of there a little later and figure this is part of the New York trip.
All right, I'll have him call you before he leaves town. Are you at Dick McGuire's office?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. He said...